Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's hit the guest line right now. Let's welcome aboard a three-time Stanley Cup champion, Ken Danico. Wonderful player in his day. Now does a great job as an analyst. Hey, Ken, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Ken, what's up?
My pleasure. What's going on, guys?
Hanging in there, Kenny. And we saw what was a fantastic Game 7 last night between the St. Louis Blues and the Dallas Stars, which the game could have gone either way. The Blues end up marching on. You know, for a Dallas team that went all in, you know, they acquired Zuccarello from the Rangers right at the trade deadline. Kenny, what about the disappointment down in Dallas this morning?
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, that's the beauty of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and there's been some surprises this year, and I would say even Dallas Stars were kind of a surprise, as successful as they were during the season. But obviously, near the end, you're right, added Zuccarello, and certainly he helped them along the way. But being on both sides of this, winning Game 7s and losing Game 7s, it's devastating because you're absolutely right, Mark. It's a coin toss. It can go either way. St. Louis outplayed them most of the game, or certainly the first 40 minutes. And if not for their goaltender, Ben Bishop, maybe would have been over earlier. But then all of a sudden, the first overtime, they come out like gangbusters, have their opportunities. And unfortunately, it didn't work out for them. But it was a terrific series. And it's tough. It's certainly tough to lose games like that because it's a coin flip when it goes to OT in a Game 7.
Yeah, that's a tough one for sure. So Ken, what's it like, though, to have the high of winning a double OT series winner in Game 7, nevertheless?
Well, I did that once, or was fortunate enough to be on a team that did that once, and that was in the Stanley Cup Finals against those same Dallas Stars that lost in 2000 in Game 6, where Jason Arnott scored in double overtime in Dallas. And all I can tell you is euphoria. I mean, certainly winning the cup off a goal in double overtime was special, but I'm sure for last night for the Blues, I listened to Patrick Maroon, who played for the Devils last year at the end. It was an acquisition at the trade deadline for the playoffs as well. You just saw and heard the look, heard his words and the look in his face. He was in shock still. And then they have to regroup and go play in the Western Conference Finals. But there's nothing like it. It's an all-time high. I mean, it's hard to explain for a hockey guy. I've said before, you win games like that, and it's just the ultimate feeling. If you lose like the Dallas Stars, they were in stunned disbelief on the bench. And it makes it difficult for sure, but you hope next year it's your time. But that's how difficult it is. And I talked about the upsets. We've seen along the way here all four divisional winners going out in the first round, first time in the National Hockey League history. Well, that's what makes the Stanley Cup playoffs so intriguing, and it gives every fan base hope along the way that you can win if you just get in.
No question about it, Kenny. And what about Bennington? You know, it's been a revelation in nets for the Blues. I mean, they closed out the regular season. They were arguably the hottest team in the National Hockey League. They find themselves now in the Western Conference Finals. And how good has their netminder been?
He's been remarkable. And it's out of nowhere. Nobody knew who Jordan Bennington was when the Blues called him up and were dead last in the National Hockey League January 2nd, I think 5 days later. They put Jordan Bennington in net, and they have not looked back. And he's shown that he has ice water in his veins. And sometimes it's just about opportunity, timing, and taking advantage of that opportunity. And he certainly has. You know, along the way here, a lot of us in the hockey world are going, when's he going to falter? It's just not a matter of it's just a matter of time when that is going to happen. He came up. Up to St. Louis, seized the opportunity and was playing terrific, and you're expecting a little dip. But he has just ran with the ball and been fantastic all the way. And a big reason the Blues are where they are, and the Blues in itself is a remarkable story. I mean, they were dead last in the National Hockey League January 2nd, and all of a sudden now they're in the Western Conference Finals. So those are stories that you know, are big parts of the National Hockey, big parts of the teams that just find a way to get it done, and it's a remarkable story as well. But Binnington has been nothing short of spectacular, and to beat Ben Bishop, who's a Vezina Trophy finalist, is pretty impressive, the netminder in the Dallas Stars now.
Bishop's phenomenal, no doubt. Ken, so listen, I'm still getting over the fact that the freaking hurricane swept my Islanders, all right? So what's clicked so well for Carolina in the last month, man? Break it down for us.
Yeah, well, another team. I mean, if there's a team in the left in the playoffs or during these playoffs that has that it factor, I like to call it, sometimes you can't exactly pinpoint it, have that mojo, it's the Carolina Hurricanes, and everything can and will, usually we say go wrong for you, does. Well, flip that. On the reverse side for Carolina, everything that can and will go right for you, it does. But they play like a team. They believe in themselves. They have a ton of speed. And if there's one area I say, I mean, I'm shocked myself that they've been able to do it with pretty well going into the season, two goaltenders you would consider backup goaltenders. But they've both been terrific. Doesn't matter who's in the net. Mrazek went down, as we saw, and McElhinney, who's been great for them as well, comes in, and they don't miss a beat. But if there's one area of their game that I think they're real underrated, I think that's on their back end. They've got six guys that can play as good as any unit in the National Hockey League. They rely on everybody, and all these guys can throw out every pair and not have a concern, even against top players. I think they're that mobile, that big, and they defend that well, and they've been quite the story. And if you look at the Carolina Hurricanes through their history, they don't make the playoffs often, but when they do, they go to a Eastern Conference Final or win the Stanley Cup. That's just the way it is. They have not been in the playoffs, I don't think, in their history, where they have not gone past the second round, gone to at least the second round and further. They're a playoff team for whatever reason. They haven't made it in 10 years, but the last time they were in it, they went to an Eastern Conference Final as well. So Rod Brindamore, their coach as well, has done a terrific, terrific job.
No doubt. Yeah.
Real master motivator.
Yeah, and he looks like on the bench, it looks like he could still play.
He can still
he's in peak physical condition.
If you guys know Rod Brindamore, yeah. I mean, he works out like an absolute maniac still to this day. And in fact, went to training camp this year. I think he's 46, 47. Did the same testing as their players. He was in the middle of the pack.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
That's
how funny is that?
That's crazy, man.
Pretty wild.
Yeah. Kenny, when you look at what's up next for Carolina, you know, the Bruins march on. McAvoy deserved the suspension by the NHL. Did get the one-game suspension for the Bruins. But what about what's next for Carolina here and their matchup against Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Well, I'm probably like the rest of the media. I'm going to say it's going to be a real tough chore for them to beat the Boston Bruins. But anytime we dealt the Carolina Hurricanes, they show you differently, don't they? So I think it's going to be a terrific series. If there's a team that matches up pretty well against the Bruins, and the Bruins are deep, they're big, they're strong. Tuukka Rask has been absolutely outstanding. And he's one of those guys that's inconsistent at times, but he's got his game going at the right time. So it's going to be tough, but I think Carolina speed, they're one of the speedier teams in the league. They defend real well, and they counterattack, but Boston, they could give Boston some trouble with their speed. They're young, and they're hungry. It's going to be a terrific series. I have a tough time even picking this one. I think it's going to be that tight of a series. I know a lot of people are going to give Boston the edge, and certainly I probably am too, but I'm not going to doubt the Carolina Hurricanes anymore. Because I've seen in the playoffs and been part of teams where when you have that magic going and you have that great feeling in your room, you feel like you can't lose. And that's what the Carolina Hurricanes feel like right now.
Kenny, who do you like tonight at Colorado, I should say, in San Jose?
Oh, boy. Well, again, I always say game seven, a coin toss, but I think the San Jose Sharks at home are probably going to get it done.
Right.
That's my prediction. I love both these teams, too, and it doesn't matter to me. I have no skin in the game or rooting interest for these two teams. Right. I've loved Colorado and their speed. They maybe have the best player in the game or throughout these playoffs, and Nathan MacKinnon is so dynamic and just a treat to watch. But the Sharks have really taken advantage of that missed call or the five-minute major that probably shouldn't have been, where they beat the Vegas Golden Knights, and that's part of it. You've got to take advantage of breaks. They score four power play goals, and they're a team that looks kind of destined as well. It's been Stanley Cup or bust for the Sharks for a long time here. I give them the edge, but again, game seven, a hot goaltender, one bounce, all the difference in the world whether you outplay a team or not. And, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We've had plenty of them throughout these playoffs, but my edge is to the Sharks.
Yeah, and Ken, I would the only concern I have about San Jose tonight would be Jones. I don't know if I necessarily try. I know he's won some big games, but he's also let in some soft goals here for San Jose. I don't know if I necessarily trust him in a game seven.
Well, I think you could say that possibly for both goaltenders, Mark.
That's fair.
Grubauer's been terrific as well, and he's a top goaltender. But, you know, this is a big spot for him. Martin Jones, we saw how he started these playoffs. And, boy, I give him a lot of credit for being able to fight through the struggles early on against the Vegas Golden Knights. He's been pretty darn good since then. But, yeah, capable of giving up a goal here or there. So we'll see which goaltender has more nerves early on, that's for sure. I know game seven, coaches say, get pucks to the net, shoot from all angles, get traffic in front because you want to see if the goaltender, you can usually tell early on if they've got some nerves cooking early in the game that, you know, maybe they have to fight through and you try to get one goal early.
We're talking to Ken Danico, three-time Stanley Cup champ, analyst at NHL Network. And Ken, close it out here because, I mean, you were tough. You were gritty. I mean, you were, you know, a backliner. You were a very, very good, great player in your day, Ken. What are these guys thinking, you know, at this stage? How is the player feeling right now, having gone through two rounds, getting ready for, you know, potentially, you know, the Western Conference, Eastern Conference Finals? I know San Jose, Colorado. But body-wise, what are these guys feeling? What does your body feel like as these playoffs go along?
Oh, it's a grind, for sure. It's grueling. And to go four rounds, sometimes it's survival of the fittest. We ask why it's not always maybe the best team on paper wins the Stanley Cup. It's good goaltending. It's hot goaling at the right time. And it's staying relatively healthy. But you're beat up a little bit. But as you go along, get a little closer to being able to possibly raise a Stanley Cup or at least play for a Stanley Cup, the body fights through. And I know right now, a game seven, your nerves are bigger. The butterflies in your stomach are bigger. Your pregame nap, you have a routine, is usually a lot shorter, especially with game seven and going to possible conference finals like the Sharks or Avalanche are going tonight. So it's execution as well, Mark. So often we see you're intense, you're fired up. And I learned that with experience because sometimes early on in my career I was too fired up, and that's when you make mistakes and bobble pucks and, you know, don't do the right thing or take a penalty early. It's about just seizing the opportunity and being, you know, one of those players that relishes in these kind of moments, not just a game seven and I'm going to be so amped up that I forget my positioning. I forget what to do with the puck. You've got to really make sure you're fired up, but you're prepared from the standpoint that I'm going to make the right play. I'm going to make safe passes. I'm going to be sound positionally. And those things sound easy, but at times, sometimes it's not. And the team that usually has the guys that can handle that type of pressure usually win.
Well, Ken, great job this morning. Thank you for the time. Great seeing you down in Jersey on Monday. Hopefully you knocked them straight, and we'll chat again soon, all right?
Thanks, Ken.
That's easier said than done, but pleasure, guys. Golf, you know, Mark, not an easy game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.